With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senator Tom Cotton, a ranking member on the Armed Services Committee, says the Iran-backed Houthi rebels are attacking ships in the Red Sea, partly because they haven't been forced away by the Biden administration. He calls it pathetic.
A ragtag rebel band in Yemen has now basically shut down shipping through the Red Sea, which accounts for, I think, one-eighth of all global commerce. And we haven't destroyed every one of their firing batteries and their ammunition storage sites. This is pathetic.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network today at the National Cathedral in Washington. President Biden today said former President Ronald Reagan correctly described Sandra Day O'Connor as a person for all seasons when he nominated her for the high court.
And it was a person for all seasons we saw at that hearing, and the Americans and the world would see through her extraordinary service as a justice, and I might add, as a citizen.
O'Connor was the first woman justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. She died on December 1st at the age of 93. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 204 points. Good news for late holiday shoppers. Some major retailers improving their delivery speeds to catch up with the competition.
Walmart, Target, and Amazon are all in on the shipping wars, a move retail experts say will help them maintain a competitive edge against low-cost Chinese retailers. For Walmart and Target, their investments are also aimed at narrowing the gap in delivery speed with Amazon, which has set the standard for fast shipping and remains the king of speed. To catch up, they've been pouring money into warehouse upgrades, new facilities, or other efforts the retailers say will also help trim costs.
That's Julie Walker reporting, and this is SRN News. There's a new study about religion around the world, and we get a closer look from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Faith is clearly on the wane here in the United States, but a Pew Research Center poll indicates that things are a lot worse everywhere else. Amongst the world's wealthiest nations, America has the highest percentage of people who say religion is important in their life, 41%. Compare that to the United Kingdom, where only 21% of residents say faith has value in their daily life. In South Korea, it's 17%. 15% in Australia, 5% in Sweden. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Does reading the Bible make people more generous? The latest research suggests there is a connection. According to the 2023 State of the Bible report from the American Bible Society, Christians who regularly read and follow the Bible's teachings are more generous than the average American. About 95% of practicing Christians give to charity. This is SRN News. Correspondent Norman Hall says a volcano has erupted in Iceland weeks after thousands were evacuated from a nearby town.
The eruption started on Iceland's Reykjanes Peninsula, turning the sky orange and prompting the country's civil defense to be on high alert. The eruption appears to have occurred about 2 miles from the town of Grindavik. Grainy webcam video showed the moment of the eruption as a flash of light illuminating the sky just after 10 p.m. local time. As the eruption spread, magma, or semi-molten rock, could be seen spewing along the ridge of a hill. In November, police evacuated Grindavik after strong seismic activity in the area. Iceland sits above a volcanic hotspot in the North Atlantic and averages an eruption every 4 to 5 years. I'm Norman Hall.
Google has agreed to pay $700 million to make other concessions to settle allegations. It's been stifling competition against its Android app store. More details at srnnews.com.